You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning! The Sound of His Story. Emmanuel couldn't stop staring at the photo his teacher projected. It was all over the news last night, so he saw it with his parents. They talked about it for a long time. He thought they were trying not to cry. In the photo, there's a man on a horse grabbing another man. The man being grabbed is dark-skinned, like him. The caption says he's Haitian, like him. It looks like the man is trying to run away. Emmanuel speaks three languages, so when he has a lot of feelings, it's hard to describe them in a single language. Some languages have better words for certain feelings. In English, he answered the teacher, "The photo looks like my grandparents' stories sound." The teacher said that made a lot of sense to her. She also spoke three languages, but he couldn't remember what they were. He knew they only shared English. His class was studying what happened at the Alamo in 1835. In Texas schools, this came up in social studies many times. It was a source of pride and remembrance for Texans because a lot of people died in that war between Texas and Mexico. One student asked why they were talking about a photo in 2021 when they were studying something from the 1800s. "That's a great question," the teacher answered and then paused for a long time. The students didn't know if it really was a great question because she always said that. But she'd never paused so long. At least Emmanuel couldn't remember a time she did. The people in the photo, "They're fighting for something, aren't they?" she finally said. The students nodded that it looked like it. "The soldiers at the Alamo were fighting for something too," she continued. "Land," Elfie blurted. Elfie never raised their hand, but we were all used to it. The teacher answered, "Yes, land. It was about borders and slavery and independence." "I'll share," Emmanuel offered quietly. "I'll tell a sound in my story." The teacher nodded and invited Emmanuel to come to the front of the class. "Pencils down, everyone. This is important listening time for us all." She knew his story. Emmanuel began, "I come from a family of enslaved people who were owned by a farmer in Texas when the Battle of Alamo happened. Everyone took in a loud, surprised breath and leaned in closer to listen. But Emmanuel stopped there and returned to his seat. The silence was loud as their eyes followed him. No one could think of a great question." Elfie finally blurted, "That changes the sound of the Alamo story, doesn't it?" "Great question," the teacher answered. "Yes, Elfie, yes, it does."
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!